Fast: The Need for Speed. Genevieve Koshenda, series editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. What's fast? Think about the word fast. What do you see? What are the fastest things in the world? Think about a group of horses running across green grass. Then think about a bird soaring through a blue sky. Now think about race cars speeding around a track. What is the same about these things? It's speed. They all move very, very fast. When you think about the horses, the bird, or the race cars, how do you feel? Maybe you feel excited. Maybe you feel happy. We love to watch things that move fast. We also love to run fast, drive fast, and swim fast. It is exciting and fun. What do you know about the fastest things in the world? Take the quiz. 1. The fastest animal in the world is a fish. True or false? 2. The fastest train in the world is in China. True or false? 3. The fastest insect can fly at 15 kilometers an hour, 35 kilometers an hour, or 55 kilometers an hour. 4. In the world's fastest car, you can drive at 330 kilometers an hour, 430 kilometers an hour, or 500 kilometers an hour. Chapter 2. Fast in the Water. It is difficult to run in water. Your legs feel slow and heavy. But some people, fish, and things can move very quickly in the water. The fastest animal in the water is the sailfish. It swims at 110 kilometers an hour. It is called a sailfish because it has a long fin along its back. This fin looks like a sail on a boat. But the sailfish doesn't use its sail to swim fast. When the sailfish wants to go fast, it puts its fin flat on its back. Then it can move easily and quickly through the water. The fastest sea mammal is the orca, or killer whale. Orcas can swim at a speed of 48 kilometers an hour. Their speed helps them catch their food. Another fast animal in the water is not a fish. It's a person. In the 2004 Olympics in Athens, U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps won 6 gold medals. In the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Phelps was the fastest man in the water. He won 8 gold medals. And in the 2012 Olympics, Phelps won 4 more gold medals. He has more Olympic gold medals than anyone in the world, 18 in all. Why is he so fast? He has unusually long arms. From the fingertip on one hand to the fingertip on his other hand is 203 centimeters. This long wingspan helps him swim faster. His feet are very big, and his legs are very long and strong. He can get more power with every kick than most swimmers. Also, his heart is 2 times stronger than most other men's hearts. Most people can't swim like a sailfish, like a killer whale, or like Michael Phelps. But we can all move very fast in or on the water. How? We can move fast on the water by hydrofoiling. Hydrofoiling is a sport like water skiing. A person sits on a kind of ski behind a very fast boat. The person on the hydrofoil jumps and flips. F1 powerboats move very fast on the water, too. F1 powerboats are like Formula One cars. They go around a 350-meter course in the water. The powerboats speed around this course for about 45 minutes. They can go 240 kilometers an hour. Some people don't want to race. They just want to move fast on the water and have some fun. That's why many people enjoy riding on a jet ski. They can speed across the water at about 100 kilometers an hour. Other people want to move fast across the water, but they don't want to get wet. For these people, there is the Queen Mary II, the fastest cruise ship in the world. It moves at a speed of about 55 kilometers an hour. That's not as fast as a jet ski, but it has restaurants, stores, and lots more. Chapter 3. Fast on land. Are you fast on your feet, or do you like fast cars? Like many animals, people can also move fast on land. One of the fastest runners in the world is Jamaica's Usain Bolt. When he was a young boy, he loved playing football. When he played, Usain's teachers saw that he was very fast. They wanted him to run in races. He came in second in his first school race in 2001, and in 2002, he became the world champion in his age group. In the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, Usain won gold medals in the 100-meter race, the 200-meter race, and the 4x100-meter race. And he set a world record in all three races. 4 years later, in the 2012 Olympics in London, he won all three races again. He is the first man in the world to win all three races in two Olympics. How fast is Bolt? Very. He can run the 100 meters at a speed of 44.72 kilometers an hour. That's why he is called Lightning Bolt. Usain Bolt is fast, but there are land animals that are much faster. The cheetah is the fastest land animal. It can run 112 kilometers an hour. But that's not all. The cheetah can accelerate faster than any other animal. It can accelerate from 0 to about 100 kilometers an hour in only 3 seconds. That is faster than the fastest cars. The cheetah is really fast, but only for very short distances. For long distances, the pronghorn antelope is the champion of the animal world. It can run at more than 86 kilometers an hour for short distances and at about half that speed for many miles. In a marathon, the pronghorn antelope will finish the 42 kilometers in less than an hour. It doesn't take legs or feet to be fast. The death adder snake does not have legs or feet to run. It hides and waits for its food. When a bird or other animal comes close, the snake moves its head really fast. The death adder can move its head and bite an animal in less than 0.15 seconds. That's lightning fast. It's so fast that people can't see it bite. The death adder is one of the fastest, if not the fastest, snake in the world. Do you need to go somewhere really fast? For $2,400,000, you can have the fastest car in the world. It's the Bugatti Veyron Supersport, and its fastest speed is 430 kilometers an hour. Or maybe you don't want to drive. There are many super fast trains in the world. The fastest one is in China. It takes only 3 hours and 58 minutes to travel between Shanghai and Beijing, a trip of 1,305 kilometers. The average speed of this train is 329 kilometers an hour. If you take this train, don't bring a long book. Chapter 4. Fast in the Air. People try different ways to soar like birds in the sky. Many people fly in airplanes every day. What other ways do people fly? One way is called speed flying. What is speed flying? It's a cool new sport that people around the world are doing. You need skis, a type of parachute called a wing, and a snowy mountain. Speed flyers begin skiing down a mountain. When they are going fast enough, they can use the wing to fly over parts of the mountain. Speed flying is an exciting sport that lets you ski and fly. You can go fast on land and in the air. Speed flyers fly very, very fast. A speed flyer can fly down a mountain at up to 145 kilometers an hour. Speed flyers can go very fast, but they are much slower than the fastest bird in the world, the peregrine falcon. The peregrine falcon lives in many places on Earth. It hunts and eats other smaller birds. It can catch these birds at a speed of 322 kilometers an hour. That's 3 times faster than the cheetah. How can they go so fast? They have very, very strong wings. They also have really strong hearts and lungs. Chapter 5. Sonic Boom. Sometimes moving very fast makes a very loud noise. It's called a sonic boom. A sonic boom is a very loud noise that happens when something travels faster than the speed of sound. Why does this happen? Think about a boat moving on the water. There are small waves in front of and behind the boat. But if the boat moves faster than the small waves, then the waves become one big wave. The same thing happens with an airplane. An airplane has sound waves in front of it and around it. In the air, the speed of sound is about 1,225 kilometers an hour. When a plane travels faster than the speed of sound, the sound waves all come together and make one big sound. That's the sonic boom. For a long time, people tried to fly faster than the speed of sound, but it was very dangerous. The planes did not have enough power and fell to Earth. Many men died. Then in 1947, U.S. pilot Charles Chuck Yeager flew a new kind of plane. He was the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound, the first man to break the sound barrier and hear a sonic boom. However, Yeager wasn't really the first animal to move faster than sound. Millions of years ago, dinosaurs made sonic booms. Some dinosaurs had very long, very strong tails. They moved their tails very, very fast, faster than the speed of sound. Boom! Chapter 6. What do you think? Do you want to soar in the air like a bird, or drive a car in a race? Today, cars, planes, and people are very fast. In 1897, a fast car traveled at only 45 kilometers an hour. Today, the Bugatti Veyron Supersport travels at 430 kilometers an hour. The Wright brothers' plane traveled at only 48 kilometers an hour in 1903. In 1967, the X-15 set the speed record for the fastest plane with a pilot. It flew at 7,274 kilometers per hour. At the first Olympics in 1896, the winner of the 100-meter race finished in 12 seconds. Today, runners like Usain Bolt can run 100 meters in under 9.6 seconds. Do you like going fast? What's the fastest thing you ever did? If you want to know what it's like to fly, you can try bungee jumping. First, you find a very high bridge. Then you tie an elastic rope to your legs. Then you jump. The highest bungee jump in the world is from the Macau Tower in China. It is 233 meters high. Bungee jumpers travel at a speed of 200 kilometers an hour. If bungee jumping isn't fast enough for you, maybe you'd like to drive a car at 300 kilometers an hour. In many places, you can go to special driving schools and learn to drive a race car like your favorite driver. Which of these two fast sports do you want to try?